Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. G.R. Tweed lived on the island of Guam for 3 years of his life in isolation away from everyone else. Tweed was an American soldier that lived on the island during the time in which the Japanese occupied the island in 1941. In 1941, the Japanese came on the island, and it was at that point that Tweed made the conscious decision to head for the swampy areas and the forested areas of the island. And he thought that it would be better to live by just surviving day by day rather than be captured and live in a Japanese POW camp. 3 years he lived on the island. Then July 1944 came, and as he was looking out on the Pacific, out west, I believe, he saw what he thought to be was a United States ship of some kind. And this was his chance. True story. He ran up a hill, went on the other side of the hill to what was kind of a cliff facing the ocean. He reached into his backpack and pulled out a mirror. Placed the mirror into his hands, and his hands were on the edge of the mirror, and he shook it up and down, left and right, to reflect the rays of the sun to the ship. Now, our Boy Scouts might be able to help here. Three short flashes, three long flashes, three short flashes. What is that signal? Very good. Now you know. And you knew that. Yeah. True story. Tweed sent the message out, just reflected the rays, and guess what? One soldier on the USS McCall saw the flash. A boat was sent secretly at night. G.R. Tweed was rescued. A life was saved. Now, I'd like to suggest that the hero in that story was the mirror. The mirror was just there. It just did its job. It caught the rays from the sun and reflected them off to the ship out in the waters. A mirror. We're starting the season of Lent here at Peace. A great start this last Wednesday. Encouragement for everyone to come. We're going through the acronym SCARS, S-C-A-R-S, on Wednesday nights. If you want to know how... If you want to deepen your love, if you want to receive God's love, if you want to deepen how you've been forgiven, come Wednesday night. What a significant difference that'll make in your life towards the end of the season of Lent. On the Sundays, building up to Easter, we're going to do something different. We're going to take a look at some people who were positioned around Jesus on his journey towards Jerusalem. And today, you've already picked up the person that we're going to take a look at. His name, John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a mirror. That's all he was. What does that mean? We need John the Baptist today. In this regard, John wasn't the message, he was the messenger. John wasn't the source of information. John was someone who reflected a bigger message, bigger than himself. John knew that it wasn't about himself, but he saw himself as just a tiny part in God's plan to bring salvation to many, many people. He was a mirror. Why do we need John the Baptist? My fear as a pastor is that too often our culture and time is into something I call self-promotion. I'm the center of the world. Isn't that the way that it operates today? Self-promotion is the way that you get known. And the way that this works is you need people to understand that you're special and unique, that you are the message, that you are the center of it all. You are the center of the universe. No way with John the Baptist. What an amazing person. We need more John the Baptist. How? You know what's interesting about John the Baptist is he's constantly reflecting. Advanced Bible study. John chapter 1, verse 8. The author of the gospel says, "He, John, was not the true light." John chapter 1, verse 20, when John says, "I am not the Christ." John chapter 1, verse 21, John says, "I am not a prophet and I am not Elijah." John chapter 1, verse 27, "I am not even worthy to untie the sandals on his feet." John chapter 3, "Jesus must increase, I must decrease." John was a mirror, just simply reflecting the message that needed to be shared. And you know what? Every single person here this morning, you don't have to do something amazing. All we need to do is reflect the message. Reflect what God is projecting to other people. What was that message? Let's just cover it here to make sure that we really grab a hold of it. And I'm just going to highlight the main message that John the Baptist is known for. He's painted this way in Renaissance, but also Renaissance paintings, but it's also the way we should remember him. John says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." There's three parts to that little phrase. I want to explain. The first word is, the first part of the phrase is, behold. Say behold. Say behold. Behold. Very good. That's kind of a fancy translation. It can almost sound Shakespearean. We don't really use that word all that often. The word in the Greek is an imperative. It's the verb here. Behold. Woohoo, woohoo. Pay attention. I think they should translate it that way. Or, hey, this is the most important thing I'm ever going to say. That's what behold means, right there. In our family, when we're gathered for dinners and there's five of us reflecting on the day, sometimes it gets chaotic and everyone is speaking, you know. And then there's one person that has the thought, what happened in my day is the most important. And they kind of get a glare in their eye as everyone's talking. And they might even just put their foot down and say, "I have something really important to say." Has that ever happened in your household? No? Happens in mine. That's the lucky translation of ide in the Greek. Behold. We need that word today because guess what? Biblical literacy is down. The message is so important. Did you know Barna did research just recently on the Bible's impact on the lives of people? For preteens, 8 to 12, only 55% of preteens have read just a part of the Bible. How about this one? 36% of preteens say that, 21% of preteens say that only 21% say there's truth, absolute truth found in the Bible. Only 21%, 8 to 12 years old. Only 36% say that there's some kind of salvation found in the Bible. That's sad. Only 20% of preteens, Barna research, 8 to 12 years old, say that to have a life purpose of loving God and loving others is meaningful. Dear friends, the messages that shared at this church are, and the messages you share too, about Jesus. Behold, pay attention. It's the most important thing. Not my word, that's behold, that's the Greek. That's what it's saying. But it's not just behold. What is the message? Behold the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God. Are lambs special in any way? I don't know. I look out there and they don't look all that special to me.